Buenas y bienvenidos a todos los oyentes. Ahora mismo vais a poder disfrutar de un podcast grabado en la maravillosa radio del José Hierro. Espero que lo disfrutéis. Hello and welcome to today's edition of Freak Out. Well, our esteemed colleague Daniela is back from Japan, so she's going to be with us today. We also have a new person who's going to help
us. Two new guests who are movies and book lovers, and we are gonna interview them today.
If you remember Lara from the last podcast, well, she's also here with us. Our special guest, Esther
Céspedes.
Vergara.
Okay.
Sara would like to start with the first question.
Thanks for being here, Esther, and let's start.
What is the center of your life?
The what?
What would you say is the soundtrack of your life?
Any song of BTS. I guess.
Really?
Yes. You
like BTS?
So much.
Cool.
And what about you, Leo?
My central life, maybe some urban music, like Argentinian music.
What is your favorite singer from Argentina?
Maybe like Dookie or Milo Jota.
Dookie?
Yeah.
Milo Jota? Oh, yeah. I have a friend who really likes him. He likes Niño, I think it's called. Yeah. And another one.
It's really good.
Okay, so we all know you guys love books. And Esther, what would you say is your favorite book?
I don't know the name in English, but in Spanish is El Conde de Montecristo.
Mm. And to kids our age or to someone who hasn't read before, what kind of book would you recommend?
For someone with your age,
yeah.
I will start with some book of Laura Gallego, Sarah J. Maas.
Yes.
Yes.
I really, 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 really like Sarah J. Maas.
Me too.
So what is, do you have like a specific book you could tell us about?
I could say Agodar.
Yeah.
From Sarah J. Maas. That is a fantasy saga. I don't know if that's how you say it in English?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
And have love, have adventures.
Right.
Mystery a little bit, maybe.
Cool. So it's like a romanticy?
Yes.
Lara likes romanticism.
Yeah.
We got a... Okay, back to Lara. Have you read any of the books Esther has said? Do you have anything to add on them?
Agotar.
And who are the characters? Can you develop a bit in the story?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Who are the characters? Can you develop a bit the story? Like, who are the characters?
Can you say, like, a little bit about the plot?
Yeah.
What's your favorite character?
Reason.
Who is he? How?
He's the king of the Night Court.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the main character is Feyre, who is the youngest sister of three.
Mm.
And
she would go
in adventure with Rhysand, Tamlin, who is the king of the court of
the spring court.
You like kings, huh?
Yeah.
A man who has everything secured. Okay, and
so Leo.
And Leo, what kind of books do you like? What would you recommend to us?
Okay, I like books like adventure books,
right.
Like. For example, some book like Solos, it's called, it's a book that I read in language class here in.
So it's a book that your teachers gave you?
Yeah, and I like it when I read that. It's a good story.
What's the story about? What's the plot? Give us a little resume.
It's like the book. It's called Solos, 12 to 18, and it's a book about an adventure that some children have a life without adults.
Oh.
And everything.
So like only children in the world.
Yeah.
That. Oh my God.
And it's everything of chaos and yeah. and a lot of deaths and cities.
Well, but the kids have to grow, right?
Is there high school? Like is there high school
or any kind of elementary?
That kids in the adventure have to grow, but it's very slow. That the main characters are 12 years old or 13, like that.
So about our age or your age?
Cool.
Yeah, like that.
What would you do in a world like that?
I would just survive with my friends, with all of my family that are alive.
But if there's no oil, there's a very big part of your family that's missing. What would you do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd be very lost.
Yeah, everyone make some groups to survive together.
Like gangs.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people dying and trying to survive to eat, to survive each other with their families, their friends, their groups, everything of that.
What is your favorite series, Esther?
The Vampire Diaries. Friends.
Friends.
I love Friends.
And
I watch Peaky Blinders.
Friends is the best.
Yes.
Blinders. For me, Friends.
Peaky Blinders.
I like.
It's a movie about Irish gypsies.
Irish gypsies.
Yes.
Cool. Ooh.
Yeah. Mafia. All that stuff.
Mafia.
Yeah. And this South year, good. They made a movie to continue the series.
Well, that's cool.
Cool. I've heard about Vampire Diaries a lot, so here is the most important question of this. Are you Team Stefan or Team Damon?
Obviously, I'm Team Damon.
Damon is the best! Broke my heart here.
Whoever is Team Stefan is out of his mind, okay?
Yeah!
Or her mind, okay?
Stefan is the best.
Not.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who's Stefan, but
Stefan is the handsome, cool, smart guy.
No, I just
hate him already.
Damon is better.
Damon is the name of my favorite singer, so I'm going to go with that.
Damon has eyebrows that look like caterpillars.
And that's so not true.
Goddamn.
Damon is funny, blue eyes.
Black hair. Goddamn.
Freezing eyes. That look into your soul.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean, Tiffan or whatever his name Tiffan. Is seems like just like the dumb blonde of their story. to me.
Yeah.
Leo, what's your favorite series?
My favorite series, maybe it's a series about superheroes in Marvel. It's called WandaVision.
So you like Marvel? You have watched the movies. I have watched some movies, but I just grow tired of it.
That TV show is super cool.
Yeah. You have watched it?
Yes. I love Marvel.
I honestly don't read a lot, and what I read is, see a lot of series. But I like anime. Does anybody here like anime?
I don't know who anime is.
I don't know.
Anime, manga. In
I love it.
So it's an anime.
Do you have any recommendations? I'm seeing at the moment, I'm seeing One Piece, but live action, so it's not really anime.
But the live action, you have to see the like anime, because it's more authentic and it's like finished now. So it's your chance.
No, it's the real one isn't finished.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. The anime, it is finished.
No,
I think.
Anime isn't finished.
No.
No
it's
way.
Got like 2
and
years
the manga
more.
Either, I think.
Nothing's finished. Like
you have more material than the live action.
The live action. I love Luffy. He's so funny.
Like I love like series that are like really long because I've been watching the series Hunter x Hunter, which is my favorite series, and it's not finished because like the author has like really bad back pain and he won't finish it, so I have to wait for it. I've been waiting like 2 years.
But this year is going to be a new season, no?
I don't know.
I think in a few months.
I know he has published like 2 more mangas, but I don't know if it's finished.
I don't know.
I really want to watch it because
I started watching it, but I get bored. Why? But my boyfriend
Which season?
I don't know. I don't remember. But my boyfriend told me that I have to watch it because it's one of his favorite animes.
No, so. Because you know there's there are seasons that are really boring, and especially the last one. But the others are really cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you for all the discussions. Even though I'm still a bit traumatized, as you prefer Damon, like. So thank you for being here, and see you in the next episode of Freak Out.
That's a good pitch.